Warning, explicit content. Listener discretion is advised. Buckle up.
This just in, breaking news. What? You call this shit news? Uh-oh.
So now it's okay to say queef steak sandwich now that he got the explicit thing out.
Oh, God, I'm hungry now.
Yeah.
How you doing on this celebration
on this Independence Day,
which this won't come out on Independence Day,
because
we're recording it
we've recorded Day. Like 6 episodes before this, so this will come out sometime like right before Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Thanks. I'm pretty good today. Had the day off. It's not fucking miserable hot like it has been. Like bought an action figure today.
Ooh.
Oh yeah, very excited about that.
What'd you get?
It's the Sue Storm Walgreens exclusive figure. Yep.
You can't say Walgreens exclusive.
It's really weird because...
That takes away the exclusivity.
Of all the modern action figures... first of all, if you're listening and you don't know that I'm a piece of shit already, I'm a 41-year-old man who collects action figures, and not just vintage ones. Like, I bought a new action figure for $20.
And if you're a female listening, just remember this episode, save it, don't erase this one.
Yeah.
If you ever have a moist or overly wet vagina and you're like, I got to put on new underwear, I want to go out, and you want to dry that thing up.
Just play this
next few minutes that's going to follow from here.
Yeah.
Start at Walgreens exclusive and go from there. All right, continue.
So the two lines of current action figures, because I have a lot of vintage like Star Wars shit and stuff from the 80s because, you know. That was the last time I was thin, so I like to reminisce about the good times. But I buy the new Star Wars The Black Series and the Marvel Legends. They're both 6-inch figures. They're $20 a piece, you know, which I would own a nice home now if I had just saved that money instead of bought plastic.
Yeah, but they're an investment, right? Like Beanie Babies and whatnot?
Sure.
Okay.
But for some reason, those two lines... Like, they'll do a Toys R Us exclusive. Some of them do a GameStop exclusive, because that's where losers like me get them. But both of those lines also offer Walgreens exclusive figures. You can only get at Walgreens. Like,
Walgreens likes to be in the know.
I'm like, who at Hasbro was like, hey, you know where creepy knuckle draggers who collect figures like to go is Walgreens?
They need their psoriasis cream.
Yeah. So that's probably why. And here's the sad thing. I wasn't even going in looking for them because there was like a Darth Vader one last year that was...
I think it would have been sadder if you went to Walgreens specifically for toys.
Well, no, that's why I went.
Oh, okay.
But
then yes, that is
not
the sad
for
thing.
Not for this one specifically. I was just like, huh, been a few months since I've been in Walgreens. Let's take a look, see if there's any new exclusive Walgreens action figures. Got it. Got the Sue Storm Invisible Woman from the Fantastic Four.
Is it just an empty box?
Yeah. I was like, they got me. They hoodwinked me. Here's my $20. not even a Fantastic Four fan.
No, they will never make a good Fantastic Four movie. Those are all piles of dog shit.
Do you know why they won't make a good Fantastic Four
movie? Because it's not a good...
It's not good
material.
It's a terrible superhero team.
Yeah.
Although Captain America was in the first two Fantastic Four movies. Not the character. Chris Evans played the Human Torch.
He was the Human Torch, yeah.
Yeah, and he's like, this sucks. Can I play someone else now?
So I went, I think it was Friday night, I went to an MMA event. Like, I knew some people that were fighting and stuff. So you see some interesting things in the crowd, but this one, it really took the cake. Like, so you see a lot of ladies wandering around scantily clad for whatever reason. But this...
Working or just there?
Ostensibly. They're just there.
Are they like the card holders?
They're
stuff
there
like
too. But there's just... They all want to look sexy for some reason. And they're failing. But I saw this guy. So a mohawk requires...
Hair.
Yes. Well, and it's a commitment to a certain look. But it requires a full head of hair. Because
how old was this guy?
Mid-40s?
Yep.
So... he had about the first 2 inches on the front of his head, maybe 3 inches.
Oh, did he have like one of those hair islands in the front that's not connected to the rest of it?
Yeah, but it was clearly mohawked, like marked off about 2.5 inches wide.
Mm-hmm.
And then nothing for about 5 or 6 inches mm-hmm. all the way until the back of his head, as his head started to decline, and then thick mohawk there again. It was fucking great.
Did you get a picture?
I didn't. It would have been pretty obvious.
I think all pretenses of trying to be discreet need to be thrown out and be like, dude, can I take a picture of your stupid mohawk?
I was thinking of you the entire time.
Yeah.
Mostly because I was masturbating, but also right. because of that guy's hair.
Did you ever see any of the pictures of me with a mohawk?
I don't know. Did you ever see any of the pictures of me with a mohawk?
No.
There you go.
Fair enough.
I had kind of a B.A. Baracus situation going on, with white people hair.
Mm.
But my hair is very straight when I let it grow out, so it stuck straight up.
My hair is very curly.
Yeah. I've only seen your pubic hair, so.
Yeah. That, which, oddly enough, is not curly.
No. Well, you use a straightener on that, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, when you have curly hair, you just want straight hair.
I did like when you crimped it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
I thought I was blowing Mr. Belding.
Yeah, and I had my GLE slippers on, too. Yep.
It was nice.
Yep. My friendship bracelet around my balls.
That's what that was?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was a... All right. Fair mm-hmm. enough. Friendship. That's true friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Cock ring.
Real fake news?
Cock ring around the collar.
Cock ring around the rosy. So our first story is a bit of a throwback to... Something we talked about, I don't know, 10 episodes ago or so, the Fyre Festival,
mm-hmm.
which was terrible. And now it's come to pass that Billy McFarlane, who is, he just looks like a piece of shit. Like, he just looks like somebody that's not to be trusted.
Mm-hmm.
But he was arrested, finally, in connection with this debacle. He was arrested specifically for wire fraud. I don't mm-hmm. know how much you looked into this.
Oh yeah,
because you had actually asked me if we were going to talk about it, and mm-hmm. we were already.
I don't know. I read about it on therollingstone.com, but it
yeah.
they used the same picture. It was like for like $20 million or something like that.
I don't know what that actual figure ended up being, but what he got arrested for is he had a bunch of he used falsified documents to get people to invest, so right. he kind of inflated what he was worth. He inflated what?
Yeah, he said that he had like promoted millions of dollars worth of
yeah.
thing, and I guess it was like 60 grand was what he had.
I think it was $53,000.
Yeah.
He also took a picture of.
I have made fractions of millions of dollars.
Yes. He took a picture, or he printed out his ScottTrade account.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, I think, what big ballers use is something that has commercials.
Oh, I thought that's when I get an action figure, I don't want it, and I see if anyone else has one that yes. they would like, and we swap them.
That's a different...
ScottTrade.
Yeah, it's scottrade.sad,
mm-hmm.
not .com. Mm-hmm. So I don't think millionaires use ScottTrade, but he printed out his page, and he altered it to make it look like he owned $2.5 million in a certain stock. His position, which is what they call it when you're in the know, was really worth around $1,500, which if you...
Now, did they spot it because he didn't, like, smooth out the whiteout? Or, like, how did they...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how he did it. I would assume Photoshop, which is white people's whiteout.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Whitest out.
Whitest out. So he faces a maximum of 20 years in prison.
Mm-hmm.
They're actually not going to send him to a regular prison. They're just going to send him to one of his own festivals
yep.
for 20 years.
Yeah,
he's going to get a styrofoam
cheese sandwich every day.
Yeah,
and
the great one,
Ja Rule,
was not arrested.
No,
it kind of seems like he was.
I think he was sort of hoodwinked as well.
He seems pretty consistently unwitting.
He
looks pretty much the same though. For
I
his
think
credit,
he's trying to look tough, but he just looks confused in that
yes.
picture.
Yeah.
He's like, who is this dude emerging from my armpit?
He looks like a cartoon character a bit.
He is a cartoon character.
He is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe he was called Franklin on the Peanuts.
Yeah, I didn't know his real name was... Do you know his real name? That...
I forget.
If you pulled that nugget out... It was
no, and I've read it a couple times in the last week
Jeffrey
or so.
Jeffrey Atkins.
Yeah, I would go by Ja Rule as well.
Yeah.
Bram Stoker here talking about us coming up with DJ names or something like that.
Yeah.
I was confused. I wasn't sure if that was a real thing or not. No, it's not. It's not a real thing. Okay. I would
what's yours?
Ja Rule.
That's.
Is that not?
I thought you were DJ Stanknuts.
Well, I could
DJ back to front.
Yeah. 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 DJ spreading black lung. DJ Dickie Smalls. I can't take credit for that. That was my brother's creation.
DJ Dickie Smalls.
Dickie Smalls. Yeah.
So that's all I have on this particular update on this fucking wiffle ball bat McGillicuddy.
That's weird because I really feel like it was a victimless crime.
No, it wasn't a victimless crime. It was a crime with the correct victims.
Right.
Yes. The people that should be victimized.
If someone has repercussions happen to them that they fully deserve, are they victims? Or just recipients?
I like that. Yeah.
It was a recipient-heavy victimless crime. I feel like if you're willing to fork over a lot of money to...
he's not being arrested for what he did to the...
No, he's arrested for being a liar, liar, pants on fire. Yeah.
Well, he's arrested for hoodwinking.
Fucking gold.
Yeah. he's arrested. I gotcha. He's arrested for...
It was not gold.
It was not.
No.
It was like pewter.
Yeah. It was like a golden shower.
He was arrested for ripping off the investors.
Right.
Which, I don't know why you'd invest. People were investing... Individual people were investing well over $1 million apiece.
Yeah, I feel like...
And that just got them one ticket.
Yeah, I feel like getting... If someone pitches you an idea and the way that they got in touch with you was through Ja Rule, you probably should be wary anyways.
How do you think Ja Rule communicates? Just like Tarzan yells?
I assume carrier pigeon. That's how we smuggled fucking drugs.
Yeah. All right. I don't want to talk about him, Nomo.
Nope.
So, no. In case you were wondering, NASA is not hiding kidnapped children on Mars as sex slaves.
That is that picture we're looking up actually looks like a...
Looks like gelato.
Or a close-up of my balls.
Mars is delicious.
Do you know what's not delicious? Gelato.
You're wrong.
Not a fan.
You're wrong.
I'm wrong about most things.
I know. Then we've just found another one.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, it's okay. It's no ice cream.
I don't want to talk to you about this anymore. We're going to move along because we're going to vehemently disagree. It's creamier ice cream.
Don't like it.
All right.
It's greasier.
Greasier.
Yeah. But it's certainly better than frozen yogurt. Are you a fan of frozen yogurt?
I like all of it. I want all of it. I mean, if I had to rank them, I would probably rank them gelato, ice cream, frozen yogurt. But if someone says, would you like some frozen yogurt? I'm not like, I don't think they have a vendetta against me. I think they're going to give me delicious treats.
I just feel like they're like, hey, we ran out of the good stuff. Do you want some frozen yogurt? We were going to throw this out, but yeah. Do you want it? I rank it like ice cream, taking a nap in the afternoon, gelato, falling into a Sharps bin, frozen yogurt. That's how I rank them.
A Sharps bin at the methadone clinic?
Sure. Or
there's certainly some AIDS on that.
Anywhere where they feel they're necessary. You know, the mall, the airport, Babies R Us, you know.
Next to my bed.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway.
So someone thought that they were hiding children on Mars.
So this all arose.
Wouldn't it really be disposing of them, not hiding them? Because I don't think Mars is habitable.
Well, it's mostly...
it's mostly gelato.
Mostly carbon dioxide, and the average temperature is negative 81 degrees.
Is that cold?
Depends what you are.
Could you... That's a good way to keep gelato longer.
It is. That's not how they make gelato on Mars.
On Mars.
So this all stemmed from...
Wait, is it that B.O.B. guy? Is this his theory, too? Because that guy is just a fucking idiot.
No. This all stemmed from a guest that was on the Alex Jones show, which has millions of listeners. And this guest, Robert David Steele, said, and I quote,
"Don't trust anyone who uses all three of their names."
You use all three of your names, and your middle name is David.
Yeah, I stand by what I said.
Exactly. He stated, "We actually believe there's a colony on Mars that is populated by children who were kidnapped and sent into space on a 20-year ride. So that once they get to Mars, they have no alternative but to be slaves on the Mars colony."
Yep.
And he thinks they're like, it's like a pedophilic ring. They're very obsessed with pedophilia on this show.
Apparently. So and vampires.
And vampires. He does mention vampires later on, by the way. So
Martian vampires are the worst.
If you really want to fuck a kid, mm-hmm. going to Mars is quite the commitment.
There's less media coverage there.
That's true. There's not a lot in Thailand either, and you could cornhole tons of kids. We've already discussed the pedophilic opportunities of India, I believe, on this show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying Mars is really far away. It's 33.9 million miles away. That can't be cheap to get to just to, you know.
Is that like a triple marathon?
It's an ultra. Ultra
yeah,
marathon.
Because someone was talking about running half marathons this weekend to me, and I was like, you fucking quitter.
Either do it or don't.
Well, it's funny because, like, if someone says to me, oh, I just ran 13.1 miles, I'd be like, that's fucking amazing. If someone's like, yeah, I ran a half marathon, I'm like, you just give up too easy.
Yeah. Here's the other quote. Pedophilia is only the gateway. Vampirism is the destination.
I don't really see the...
Cool. There's probably some sucking involved in both.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, technically speaking, I could be accused of being a vampire.
That's true. We don't need to go into that again.
Sure. Well, I mean, it's not so much again. There's more than one occasion.
Yeah.
But
I think they
and I'm also pale.
That's
I
true.
Don't like being in the sun.
That's true.
My teeth are gross.
Yeah. they think that not only are they using these kids as ambulatory fleshlights, they're extracting their blood and using their young blood to make a movie with Emilio Estevez in it.
Mm-hmm.
That was the name of that movie, right?
No, there is a movie called Young Bloods, which is about figure skating.
God damn it. What was the other one I was thinking of?
Young Guns.
Young Guns, yeah, son
and,
of a bitch.
And Young Guns 2. Emilio Estevez was in both of them. Chuck Sheen
okay.
was only in the first
I
one.
I should have just shut up.
Yeah. Alan Ruck is in Young Guns Part 2. He was Cameron in Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Also, Balthazar Gatti was in Young Guns 2. Also, Jon Bon Jovi's on-screen debut.
Who the hell is Balthazar Gatti? That's quite the name.
Yeah, he's...
Is he like a Lord of the Underworld?
Kind of. He gets put in a lot of David Lynch's movies. You'd recognize him if you see him. He's got dark hair.
I'm going to look him up.
Yeah, look him up. You'll be like, oh, that fucking dude.
He wasn't even the first Balthazar that came up.
No.
Balthazar Brett.
I think it's Gatti with an A, but I could be wrong. There he is. He's one that during the 90s when I was renting movies from Blockbuster, if his name was in the credits, it was pretty much a guarantee there were going to be titties shown in that movie.
Does he have some nice breasts or something?
They're not bad. They're not bad. Right. That is not a good look with the white hair. Yeah, but he was I don't think he was ever technically a child actor, but he was, you know, he was a young fella in a lot of movies. And
because demons are never actually children.
It's true. Yeah, but... I forget who else was in Young Guns Part 2. But I mean, Lou Diamond Phillips. Kiefer Sutherland and Emilio Estevez were the guys who... Oh, sorry, spoiler alert, who survived the first Young Guns. Chuck Sheen did not. Neither did Casey Shamasco. Or who was the other dude? Dylan... Not Dylan McDermott.
Dylan Klebold did not survive.
He sure didn't. Fuck, what is that guy's name? Dermot Mulroney. All right, so the original Young Guns cast.
Christ.
Yeah, Emilio Estevez, Charlie Sheen, who did not play brothers in that. Kiefer Sutherland, Lou Diamond Phillips, Casey Shamasco, and Dermot Mulroney were the original six in Young Guns, and three of them died. Spoiler alert.
They did.
Yeah. Also, Jabba the Hutt's going to be in the Han Solo movie.
What?
Yep.
Are they going to have like the...
I hope it's the puppet, but I'm pretty sure they're going to use CG.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be much better CG than the last time they showed him kind of free roaming in the extended scenes that they made.
Well, he was also in, he was legitimately in episode one as well, which he didn't look as terrible in episode one as he did in the special edition of A New Hope. He was still CG. He it was weird because he was not that fat in the special edition of A New Hope. And he was
getting around more often back then.
But episode one, which takes place 30 years prior, he's fucking enormous. Just pull up for your own edification. Pull up Jabba the Hutt episode one versus Jabba the Hutt A New Hope special edition. He's like a mountain in episode one.
What was the other one?
There's two bees in Jabba the Hutt. Come on now.
Go fuck yourself.
It's not Jabba the Hutt. That's a totally different. That's his accountant. Whoa. That was a Buffalo Combos and Tootsie Roll belch.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. See, he's huge there.
Yeah. Yeah, he's tiny there.
That does not even look like the same slavery slug.
That's his rap name, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah. Oh, what's that? I need to order that.
Oh, Christ. Yeah. You're getting out of this before you get more toy ideas.
That's actually not a toy. That is a maquette. Thank you.
I don't want you to talk anymore. What's the... I'm going to hate this. What's a maquette?
Well, it doesn't have any moving parts, and it's basically like expensive pottery.
A little tableau.
Yeah, if that was made by Sideshow Collectibles, which it looked like, it's probably like $500.
Those people can go fuck themselves.
Yep.
So anyway, another NASA story. NASA is having to deny all sorts of tomfoolery. Not just vampire pedophiles.
Are they announcing on Mars. Are they finally admitting that the moon landing was faked?
Nope. Oh. Anonymous hackers released a video claiming that NASA was about to release evidence of alien life.
Mm-hmm.
And they came out, NASA came out, and basically was like, actually, we have no evidence. We're not any closer. We have this was the Dr. Zurbuchen responded, stating, "We haven't found definitive signs of life elsewhere just yet." But it's kind of weird that NASA chooses to respond to these things. I want to. Should we
come make up, a NASA accusation? Yes,
and what should it be? It can't. It feels like the right way to go is pedophilia, but it's been taken.
Sure. And we got to come up with a new angle.
Yep.
Maybe the listeners should write into, what the fuck is it? realfakenews@gmail.com.
Yeah, or put it on Facebook or something like that.
Fucking tell Ja Rule. He'll text me.
Yeah, he will.
Yeah.
Because we got to come up with something. I don't know if we have quite the platform of... Maybe we could probably get on Alex Jones's show.
Yeah. Two-parter also, write in and tell us which version of Jabba the Hutt you think is most fuckable.
The bigger one.
Yeah, but the CG bigger one or the one from Return of the Jedi?
The one from Return of the Jedi.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Pre or post strangulation?
Mid.
Hmm. Yeah. When he's sticking his tongue out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know he's clinching up that asshole during that.
Yeah.
Or cloaca or whatever he's got.
One of my favorite things about Jabba the Hutt is that there was a little person who operated his tail that was inside there.
Interesting.
Just jammed him up in there. They're like, wiggle that shit around. We're not letting you out till it's done.
Do you think, I mean...
And then he granted them three wishes when they were released, because that is how it works. Yep.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I just think, I don't know, like, I feel with Anonymous, like, throwing stuff like this out all the time, like...
I think it's just, they're just fucking around.
I feel like we are done with, like, they, any sort of positive thing that they have given us is come and gone. Now they're just...
I don't know. We did recently do the story of them taking over ISIS's...
Yeah. I guess.
Putting gay porn on there. That's a good time.
I think it's interesting that, like, you know, because they've adopted the Guy Fawkes mask and.
Yeah.
A lot, like, it's been part of the cultural zeitgeist long enough now that I don't think people realize that that is specifically from V for Vendetta. Like,
yeah.
Because people are like, oh, that's what made it popular. I'm like, no, Alan Moore created, like, Guy Fawkes masks did not exist before.
Guy Fawkes existed, but
right.
He didn't have a...
Yeah, nobody made those. That wasn't, like, a thing in the world till that movie came out.
Yeah. It was a good movie.
It's all right.
Yeah, I mean...
Graphic novel's much better.
Is it?
And I'm not one of those, oh, the book's always better, but they changed so much of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the guy who wrote it is legitimately an insane wizard. Like, he practices witchcraft.
I didn't know what you meant by insane wizard, but you were being
literal. Yeah, Alan Moore is out of his tits crazy.
I like that.
He's also, like, he doesn't take credit for any of the, like, they're not allowed to use his name on any of the movie adaptations of stuff that he created because he was so unhappy with The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
That movie was a pile of dog shit.
He also will not accept any money for any of those movies. He's like, nope, I want no part of this.
Wow.
For any of the stuff, because now he just writes his own comics that he owns, but he wrote a bunch of stuff for DC and for Marvel, and so that they can sell them off.
Yeah.
But anything that he created, the way the law works, he gets money for it. And
residuals.
And he had such a bad experience on League of Extraordinary Gentlemen that not only will he not take any of the money from it, he will not allow them to use his name on it. So, like Watchmen, he wrote The Watchmen, but the Watchmen movie says in the credits, it says based on a comic, based on the graphic novel co-created by, and it just has the illustrator's name because they're not allowed to use Alan Moore's name.
Interesting.
Yeah. And anytime someone on Wikipedia for the movies puts his name in, somebody who works for Alan Moore goes and removes it.
We should start doing that.
You want to add it?
Yeah.
Let's put his name on shit that he didn't write.
Terrible, terrible things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Killer Clowns from Outer Space, brought to you by
Alan Moore.
There you go.
Yeah.
So next tale, switching gears a little bit.
Oh, I know what this is. Just looking at the two pictures, just seeing the teenagers and then a truck.
What do you think happened?
It's the girl who just got, is it the girl that just got convicted of causing the guy to kill himself?
Nope.
Huh.
Nope. This was a couple in Russia, both 22 years old. The man's name is Egony Chernov.
Sure is.
And his girlfriend, Yana Krashkova. They were each 22 years old, didn't have houses of their own yet, both still living at home, wanted to make fuck.
I'm 41 years old, still don't have a house of my own.
There you go. And wanted to make fuck with one another
and
didn't really have a place to do it. So they took his Russian-made Niva, which looks like a pile of dog shit of a car.
It looks like a half Volvo,
quasi
matchbox car.
SUV-ish type thing.
Sub, if you will.
Yes, I will. So they took that down by the river, down by the lake, a lake in Volgograd, which I don't know where the fuck that is, and neither do you. They went in the back seat and started their copulating aggressively, I would imagine. They're 22. They still have hopes and dreams.
I was already pretty low energy by 22.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. Yeah, I didn't appreciate any of the times we fucked in the back of the car.
No.
So, but luckily, it saved your life because this wouldn't have happened to you because of your listless fucking.
Mm.
They had unfortunately knocked the car into neutral.
Yeah.
And the car rolled into the lake and they died. The end.
When, I was going to say, you think they would be alerted when the water started coming in, but maybe he thought she was a squirter.
Yeah,
so
that is true. Oh, bringing it back around again. We were talking about squirting before the recording started.
Those of you, and how much I don't appreciate it.
Does not appreciate it.
It's just kind of, I mean,
presumptuous.
It's a lot of dampness.
It's a lot of cleaning.
Yeah.
And if there's one thing you don't like,
it's clean.
Yeah.
And it's just sort. I mean, and I'm sure. I'm sure having an opinion on this is sexist in somehow, in some manner. It was just, I dated someone who they were a fountainous lady. and it's just, every time the bad occurred, it just, like I said, it felt like somebody had just broke a water balloon, like on my belly. And it was just, I don't know. It's not really sticky. It's just like,
has anyone ever tested what that is? It pee?
No, it's not pee. I've read some stuff on it because I was like, what the fuck is this burning my eyes? it's, when you go into a restaurant and not like a chain, not a nice restaurant like an Olive Garden or something,
exactly.
But like like, you know, your neighborhood Italian restaurant or whatnot, and they got flowers on the table, but the flowers have been there for about a week and a half. It's like if you were to take the flowers out and drink that water, that's what it tastes like. Like, it's not horrible, but you know it ain't good.
Swampy? That's what I would imagine that water would be like.
It's murky at best. Yeah. And it's mostly clear-ish, but there is some floating debris. Yeah. Yeah. It's
That explains why you have those plastic sheets.
One of them. Yeah.
One of the reasons.
Yeah.
All right. Still making pee-pees?
Mm-hmm. God, yep.
I don't know where you were going to go after
that. I was going to talk about adult bedwetting, but, you know, it's only so much time in the day.
You got to draw a line somewhere.
No, it's just, you know, you got to save some of the comic gold for later. Season two.
Yeah. Even though we don't have seasons.
No. My other podcast does, but this one doesn't. And, no. And John Bon Duncan, his The Muse podcast, that has seasons, I think.
It does.
Yeah.
Yep. But we do not, because we...
It's all season none.
Yeah. No sleep till Brooklyn.
That is a big toddler.
Yeah. So, this next story happened in Florida.
Before we even get into the story, just looking at the picture of this girl, I'm looking at her piercing.
Yes.
Stop fucking piercing stuff that's not even something to be pierced. She's just basically in the space between her eye and her ear. She's got just a piece of metal. It just looks like you have a fucking silver zit.
Yeah. What, they like anchor it in there or something like that?
Usually they have magnetic backs. What happens is they actually like dig a hole in your skin and then the back slips in there and then it's magnetic and the thing just pops on there. Yep. I have a friend who...
Does that thing stay there? What if that thing starts traveling around? That the magnet back?
Well, the outer part holds, basically keeps it from...
What if you take that outer part off?
Or knock it out in your sleep? It can get lodged under your skin and you get a real bad infection. Hopefully lose that eye.
So anyway, in Boynton Beach, Florida, the police were at a house... investigating a home for child on the grounds.
Was it a house or was it an apartment?
Probably an apartment. Okay. On the suspicion of child neglect. Mm-hmm. So Rosalind Faniel, who is the owner and purveyor
of
this facial piercing.
If they live in Florida, there's child neglect going on.
Just the sheer fact that you chose to live in Florida.
Yep.
So as the cops were in the house doing their inspection.
Doing their coppery.
Yes. The three-year-old child pulled a loaded 9mm handgun out of a toy chest.
I hope. Did they shoot the child?
Oh, immediately. No. That kid had it coming. No, they did not. That kid was spared. Oddly enough, Rosalind Faniel, the mother, mm-hmm. 34, of Boynton Beach, Florida, was taken into custody.
She's 34?
Yeah.
She looks good.
Hey, black don't crack.
That's what they say.
Yeah. I mean,
because you could have told me honestly that she was 22, and I would have believed you.
Oh yeah, yeah, she does look very young. I spent some time, obviously quite a bit of time down in the islands and
Rhode Island.
Yeah, no, not actually an island. Oddly enough,
not even a road.
No, they have roads, but they're terrible.
Right?
No,
it's not spelled that way.
Down
it's
in the
Fender Roads.
Yes.
Yeah, that's why it's Rhode Island,
Caribbean. And I would
is that near the Caribbean?
Yes. Huh. I would get to know some of like the locals, and I would swear. What, like, oh, this guy's probably like 30. I'm 65.
Yep.
It was ridiculous.
How old does Jack Sparrow look now?
Johnny Depp?
No, Jack Sparrow. He's one of the pirates of the Caribbean. Oh. Some might say he is the pirate of the Caribbean.
Yes. He probably looks in his 50s. How old is Johnny Depp now?
54.
He's not aging as gracefully as... I mean, he mistreats himself, and something tells me he doesn't have quite the same amount of work done that other people in Hollywood do.
Right. He looks good for 54.
I mean, I'd still fuck him for the story. And I'm sure he'd be a good time to hang out with.
Maybe.
Especially if you wanted to go shopping for accessories.
Sure. He does love his fucking bangled bracelets and fucking...
Yeah. Yeah, it's a bit ridiculous.
I can't imagine it. Like, if you were going out on the town with him,
how long it would take?
How early you need to get to his house to wait for him to fucking pick out? Like, he'll come out and be like, So there's 18 too many? Do you, yeah. you know?
And then he's got...
He's
got
to have a scarf closet.
Shit around. Yeah. Love scarves. I have never owned or used a scarf, being completely unfamiliar with what their purpose is. I guess in the winter it can keep your neck warmish, but that seems like tomfoolery. Unless I'm flying a biplane, I don't need a fucking scarf.
Do you know what else keeps your neck warm in the wintertime? Staying indoors.
A jacket that zips up high enough.
Yeah.
A nice tasteful mock turtleneck.
Yeah, wrap a nice Johnny Depp around your neck before you go out.
So our next story is on the happier side.
We never even said what happened to...
She was arrested.
For what?
Child neglect.
Huh. Seems like the child was pretty prepared. There were cops in the house and he brandished a firearm.
He did.
Did the child have a carry permit?
No, he didn't.
Because he was three?
Because he was three, yeah.
Was that her only child? I'm just curious about the specifics.
It did not say. I assume that was her only child.
A 34-year-old Florida woman with only a 3-year-old. That's pretty impressive.
That's unbelievable.
Maybe it was a house.
Her other kids are already like old enough to be out of the house.
Right.
18, 19 years old.
Hmm.
So in our next story, man visits Disneyland, officially broke it. 2,000 days in a row. That
did he work there?
No. I don't even think people that work there go there 2,000 days in a row. Jeff Reitz just marked his 2,000th consecutive visit to Disneyland. He began his daily trips, January 1st, 2012. He was an unemployed Air Force veteran, and he just wanted to like keep his spirits up. So he became, because you can get like a year-long pass, which I don't know how much that thing costs, because going for a day
it's like $1,500.
Oh, a year-long passes?
Yeah.
You've looked into this?
I have several adult friends who have them. Not all of them have kids either. I don't know if you can tell from my tone of voice, I'm passing a lot of judgment, and this is from a man who has hundreds of action figures.
I agree wholeheartedly. Yeah. That is, if I want to vacate... Or relax, that is the last place on the planet.
I don't get, and I bitch about this at work a lot, I don't get adults who are super into Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse. Like, I see adult men with their Mickey Mouse watches, they're like, I need a new battery for my watch. I'm like, oh, did your kids give this to you? They're like, I don't have kids. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Because Mickey Mouse is fucking dumb.
Yeah.
Am I hurting feelings over there? No?
No, not at all.
No?
Right. Making the distinction between Mickey and Darth.
You were outside when we were talking about this. I said, as a 41-year-old man passing judgment, who collects action figures, I just don't like.
You don't understand the appeal.
I never, even when I was a kid, I didn't enjoy Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse. It was just kind of like a.
He wasn't funny. He wasn't heroic. He wasn't badass. He wasn't clever.
No, I think the only movie with Mickey Mouse in it that I enjoyed was that segment in Fantasia when he was a Sorcerer's Apprentice.
Yeah.
Because that one's scary as shit.
Yeah.
I like Donald Duck because he's a fucking asshole. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And you can't understand what he's saying.
I like that he doesn't have pants on.
I'm a huge fan of that. Yeah. I also love that Mickey is friends with Goofy, who's a dog. Well, Pluto is Mickey's dog, so he, like, has a dog slave, but also, like, you know.
Doesn't Goofy also kind of have Pluto?
I think he's, like, a community dog.
Okay. They pass him around.
Yeah.
As if he were a child on a Martian sex slave.
We all know that Minnie is Mickey's...
Boo.
Yeah. Do you know what Donald's girlfriend's name is?
Daphne?
Daisy.
I knew that. Daisy Duck?
Yeah. And here's one of the other...
Does she not have pants on? Is she only wearing a shirt?
No, she has a dress on.
Oh, okay.
So Huey, Dewey, and Louie are Donald Duck's...
Nephews?
Right. But when they introduce themselves, and this... Even as a kid, I picked up on this. I'm like, whoever wrote this is a fucking idiot. They say, hi, we're Huey, Dewey, and Louie. We're twins. That's absolutely a thing.
Triplets?
No, they say we're twins. Yeah, they are triplets because there's three of them.
because that's how numbers
breaking
work.
That down for those playing along at home. If you got pen and paper, you know, some scratch paper there.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was also weird because, like, always in those cartoons, I don't know why I'm talking about Disney so much, but
for someone that hates Disney, you know a shitload about it.
I watched a lot of DuckTales when I lived. But it was weird because up until DuckTales, Scrooge McDuck was kind of
a piece of shit.
Yeah, he was like a fucking asshole, and then he's the protagonist of DuckTales because Donald Duck only showed up in like every fifth episode.
He had shit to do.
Yeah, DuckTales was weird because they just spun gold out of peripheral characters because it was Huey, Dewey, and Louie and Uncle Scrooge, and then they created Launchpad McQuack for that.
Yeah. You know what? I think it was... Did Mythbusters do the whole diving into...
A thing of coins?
Yeah.
I don't know, but I used to think about that. I'm like, even as a kid, I was like, that would hurt.
Yeah. They tested it out. Turns out it didn't work. I don't know why that needed to be tested.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess, I mean, this guy's been there 2,000 days in a row. He's dumb.
What constitutes a visit? Does he, like, go in, go on a ride? Like, he has a...
Yeah, he just wanders about. I don't know if he's working yet, but... He's working, yeah, because he said it helps him decompress at the end of the day. It's a bit unsettling to like Disney that much as an adult man.
Well, I would think, because if he's been there 2,000 days in a row, there at some point someone's like, hey, that dude was here yesterday. Like, and after a while, they're like, hey, that dude's been here every day since I've worked here.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, do you think this dude's like, I mean, worst case scenario, fucking kids. Best case scenario, jacking off during It's a Small World.
Yes.
That is a nightmare hell ride, by the way.
It's a small world after all.
Yeah. Was this Disney World or Disneyland?
Land.
Smaller, but still. That was the original. I don't know if you've ever been to Disneyland.
They just changed, what is it, the Pirates of the Caribbean ride?
Well, they changed it a while ago.
Well, they changed it again. They took out the women that were for sale as wives recently.
I don't understand that.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how other people get wives.
When, I've seen the receipt for yours.
Yeah.
They added Johnny Depp into it, like 10 years ago.
Childish.
The only reason people started going on that ride.
You mean actually Johnny Depp, right?
Yeah, like
he's just wandering around.
Yeah, he just lives there. He lives there. Well, he ran out of room for all his scarves and fucking...
That's what they pay him.
Bracelets. Yeah. That was... Because after the success of that... I mean, which... It is pretty amazing that they made a financially very successful film franchise out of a... horrible, horrible theme park ride.
Absolutely boring ride.
Because they're like, oh, look, what other Disneyland attractions can we turn into movies? Because they made a Haunted Mansion movie with Eddie Murphy, and that did no business.
No. The Haunted Mansion was... I thought it was cool when I was a kid.
Yeah.
But I don't even think I thought the Pirates of the Caribbean were as cool when I was a kid.
You want to know some fun trivia about the Haunted Mansion?
Of course I do.
So, you know, that's one of the attractions that collects the most dust, apparently. So, you know, they talk about, so it actually has, and, you know, dust is mostly dead human skin.
Yeah.
But one of the other things, because they get requests all the time for this, is people want their cremated remains to be put in the Haunted Mansion. Like, people have died and they're like, oh, my Aunt Gertrude's last dying request, and Disney flat out says no. Every year they have to remove a ton of
ashes.
Like people that come in and just dump them during the ride anyways. So like,
that's a weird place to request to be.
Yeah. So I mean, legitimately, the Haunted Mansion could be a little bit haunted.
I was hoping that your fun fact was going to be that Walt Disney himself had killed several people, probably Jews, in the haunted house to attempt to make it actually haunted.
I don't think he hated Jews as much as African Americans.
Okay. Yeah. I thought he was an anti-Semite.
Oh, certainly. Okay. But he hated black people.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, he had, you know, about the whole Civil War theme park he had planned.
Yeah. Why don't you tell people about it?
He had a Civil War theme park. It was going to be like before they came up with Epcot and you know, one of, you know, the satellite parks. He wanted to have a separate Civil War theme park from Disney World, where, you know,
call it Epnot Equal.
Yeah, and you could choose which side you wanted to be on, but they also had a slave auction where children could enjoy the fun perks of being sold off into slavery. And even in the 50s, they're like, maybe not. This might not go over super well.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was also during the whole McCarthy, the fingering communisms. And
what?
Not the type of fingering you're thinking of. Where, you know, people
just
were...
became less interesting. Keep going.
Where people were turning in writers, actors, so on and so forth for being communists. They, you know... the whole Red Scare, like Walt Disney turned in a ton of his animators as being communists.
Fair enough.
Just in general, Walt Disney, the man, massive piece of shit.
Yeah. Fun place, though. I'm on my 9,000th day in a row.
How many times have you been there?
Once. That was enough.
You know about the hidden fucking... turns out we're doing a Disney-themed episode right now. You know about all the hidden Mickey heads all over the park, right?
Yeah.
There's like, because there's all sorts of like differentiating numbers about it. I have two friends that have who live out in California who have year passes, and they go about once a week. They have a kid now, but they would go for a ton of time. I mean, it makes sense because...
I'm just consistently shaking my head now.
Yeah.
This whole time he's been talking.
Yeah, my friend, she sounds like she's Minnie Mouse, so it sort of makes sense.
But,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So in our next story, I think...
we're still doing this?
Yeah. It's about Disney. No, it's not. You might have heard of this, the YouTubers.
Yeah. This was what I was talking about two stories ago.
So... everyone's probably heard about it. I just want to.
Oh no, this
is
a different one, but I did hear about this as well.
Yeah. So it was a boyfriend and girlfriend. They actually were just about to have their second child, or still are.
They still are. He won't be around. It's going from a they to a me.
Her. Yeah. So they were trying to build up their YouTube channel and get more likes, which is that's what the world is about. By the way, if you enjoy our show, give us a like or anything like that.
Do we have a YouTube channel?
No, but you know, give us a review. I'm just kidding, but do it. I will shoot Scott if you do it.
Mm-hmm.
So
through a book, right?
Yes, they're both 19 years old, and what they
one of them is 19 years old. One of them was 19 years old.
Yes. So
Mona
Lisa Perez is the name of the female who is now incarcerated. And
pregnant.
And pregnant, which is a good combo.
I do like single moms, so.
You too. And her boyfriend's name was Pedro Ruiz. So he had convinced her, so the story goes, to shoot him through a book. So he held an encyclopedia against his chest, and she was to shoot the book, and it was supposed to be a dangerous stunt, and they were supposed to get a bunch more YouTube subscribers out of it. But... they used a 50 caliber Desert Eagle handgun, which is pretty much the most powerful handgun on the face of the planet. And you know what doesn't stop a 50 caliber bullet?
Books.
An encyclopedia. So it went directly through, and he is now dead. This happened in front of around 30 onlookers and their 3-year-old child,
mm-hmm.
who is now scarred for life.
Was this in Florida? Because... This 3-year-old could hang out with another 3-year-old Floridian.
When they both have plenty of guns kicking around. Where the fuck was it? I don't think it says where they're from. No,
where
I don't think
from.
I don't think YouTubers have homes or places that they reside on this planet. They're just kind of ethereal and on the interwebs.
You making a mojito over there? What you making?
Huh? Old guy gin and tonic.
I was going to say, is someone's Nana coming over later?
Yeah. But anyway, so I went online and I looked up people shooting things with a 50 caliber Desert Eagle. And they're on YouTube, so you know they know about YouTube.
See, I tried following it and I looked up shooting someone in the chest and I got a different set of videos than you did.
Yeah.
But I think I enjoyed my Google search more than
yours.
Did
it involve squirters?
Well, there was squirting involved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
a lot of chest shots.
But these people were shooting.
No guns, though.
These people were shooting through like multiple bricks with these guns. One guy shot through. This one happened after this event. So he grabbed a shit ton of books and shot through like four very thick books, and it made it out the other side. So what I'm saying is, if you're going to do something like this, don't. And if you are, do some research.
Yeah, death by Darwinism.
Yeah, I mean, it's sad that they have children and stuff. Is it, though? It's sad that they have children.
Yeah, it's sad that they have children. It's not sad that they're not going to have any more children.
Well, they are. One of them's on the way.
It was already, you know.
Yeah. So we'll move ahead here.
Real fake products?
So I think this one you've also probably heard of, and this will be our product of the day, and you can't buy it.
Oh, yeah.
Because it got pulled, but Kendall and Kylie Jenner, I'm sure everyone saw this as well.
It's weird to be the two least talented people, least talented members of a family of untalented people.
It's really impressive.
Yeah.
And still be super rich. But what they did is they put their own hornswoggle, their own images and logos and whatnots and so forths on already super popular vintage t-shirts.
Yeah, it's just these
which
two,
not legal as it turns out.
Not legal, and also like it, they're not even, there's no even sense to it, but these two rich idiots just had their faces put over like The Doors and Notorious B.I.G. and
Tupac, Ozzy,
T-shirts,
Pink Floyd.
So you could see the other logos, but they're like, see, we're like, I don't even know what they were trying to say other than like, I don't know if they're like, we're better.
Well, they were
than
selling these T-shirts for $125. So they were saying, we would like some more money than we even already have. Mm-hmm. And we don't want to put in any work. My favorite shirt was the Tupac one. Did you see that one? So it was a picture, a well-known picture of Tupac just standing there shirtless. And over it, they apparently have like their own logos, and it's K. And so it was both of them. So it had two Ks on there. And I was like, Jesus Christ, I'm really glad a third sister didn't get involved in there. So it was their little special Ks, two of them over Tupac. And I was like, oh, God, that's so
close.
Well,
I mean, that's that picture right there is one of the shirts, the Doors one. Like, yeah, that's,
it's her face or one of their faces. I can't tell them apart over just the quintessential Doors t-shirt that everyone has seen for
85
years now. Yeah. I don't understand it at all. So it was originally Notorious B.I.G.'s
mother.
Yeah, who made them pull this down. What did they put over him? I haven't seen that one, I don't think.
A sheet? I think it was just their face over his face. The fucked up thing is, like, I don't know if any of these actually made it to, like, if anyone was able to buy them before there was cease and desist, because I'm sure these shits are going to, like, if any of them made it out to the public, like, those are going to be, like, instant collector's items.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, there's the Tupac Shakur one.
Yeah, with two Ks. Just one K away from being the most racist shirt of all time.
What's the one? That's another Tupac one. Is that like her getting out of a pool?
Yep.
Because I'd buy that shirt as a jizz rag.
I mean, Tupac was a good looking guy, I guess.
I'd jack off to Tupac.
Sure, again.
Huh. I'd jack off to that guy too, though. A tiny little Chinese man.
He's Japanese. You racist.
Are Japanese people not Chinese?
They are. So, yeah, you can't purchase these anymore. I apologize.
It's weird that they apologize for offending. Like, I don't think these people were offended. They're just, you broke the law and you did something stupid. We're not offended.
A bit offended that they exist at all. The Doors, I guess, are thinking of suing.
No, they are suing them.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Well, not Jim Morrison. He doesn't have much of an opinion on the situation.
Nor does Ray Manzarek.
No.
Also dead.
There's only one of them alive?
With the Doors?
Yeah.
No, unfortunately, there's still two of the members of the Doors around. Yeah, John Densmore and Robbie Krieger.
That's right.
I hate that I can't stand the Doors.
Is it because they don't have a bassist?
That's one of the reasons. I don't like that fucking organ. I'm glad that fucking Ray Manzarek's not in here right now to hear us talking about it. He's out making treats, drinking his gin and tonic.
Yeah. All right, next.
Real fake history. Yeah, bullshit.
So, this little tale takes place August 6th, 1945.
I don't
remember.
The
day
that.
Of your birth. A 29-year-old naval engineer that worked for the Mitsubishi Company. His name was Tsutomu Yamaguchi.
Was that the dude sitting in the chair?
Yeah, it was this little guy. The guy you would jerk off to again.
Huh.
Yeah. I
mean, sure that's Yoda.
He's adorable. He kind of is Yoda-esque. Mm-hmm. So,
in that he's green and not real.
Yes. He was about to leave. It's amazing that he's not green, and you'll find out why.
Well, I saw the headline.
Yeah, there you go. He was about to leave Hiroshima when the atomic bomb fell. So he looked up, saw an object connected to a parachute, which is usually a bad sign unless it's a person.
Huh.
And then it's still a bad sign if you're in war times.
Why'd the bomb have a parachute?
I don't know.
You'd think, so it lands safely before it exploded?
I don't know, but they used to put them on parachutes back then.
It's weird.
Maybe it helped with aiming somehow. I'm not sure. You'd think that would be even harder.
Yeah.
Anyway, the sky erupted, he said, resembling a light, the lighting of a huge magnesium flare, which is a pretty bright light.
Wasn't he a little boy when this happened?
No, he was 29.
Huh.
So, he had just enough time to dive into a ditch. Then the shock wave sucked him out of the ditch, spun him around in the air, and flung him into a potato patch. He had burns all over his face and arms and whatnot and so forth. He wasn't doing great because he was in a fucking atomic bomb.
They grow potatoes in Japan?
Not anymore because, you know, we irradiated their land. But he was a little less than 2 miles away from ground zero, which is pretty a lot closer to a atomic bomb than you want to be.
Sure.
So he ended up having to walk through a body of water that was just a bunch of floating dead bodies, and he finally, after walking for a while, made it to a train, and it was full of people that were in rough shape, and he ended up taking that train. This was way later the next day for a ride back to his hometown of Nagasaki. Also not a great place to live at the time, as it turns out.
Mm-hmm.
So early morning of August 8th, he made it back to Nagasaki, limped into the hospital, dragged himself out of the hospital bed on the morning of August 9th, still all messed up, to go to work. Because, you know, the Japanese have quite the work ethic.
Mm-hmm.
So he dragged himself into Mitsubishi's Nagasaki office and was in the middle of explaining what happened to his boss when outside, the whole of outside suddenly exploded. He dropped to the ground. And he said, his quote is, "I thought the mushroom cloud had followed me from Hiroshima." So this was the second bomb was quite a bit larger than the first. He became even more burnt during this one. He was having a tough week. That's got to be rough. Like, that's got to be a shitty week. So he went back to check on his family, who did actually survive. But unfortunately, he had a double dose of radiation, which it's not great for you. So all of his hair fell out.
You get any superpowers?
That's what I was thinking. None. Well, he
lived. Maybe he had some the first time, and the second one
canceled it out. That's probably true. So his hair fell out. The wounds on his arms turned gangrenous, and he was doing a lot of vomiting. So he was having a bad week, and then Japan surrendered. He said he barely remembers that because he was pretty busy not dying.
Mm.
But he was one of the few that kind of got that gangrenous and survived. He ended up living to the ripe old age of 93, where he died of stomach cancer. Got to think that had something to do with the radiation.
Maybe.
Or it could have just had something to do with being 93.
He does have hair in that picture.
He does. It came back.
When did he die?
2010.
So recently.
Yeah.
So if he was alive today, he would be 100.
Yeah.
Just did some math at you.
You did. That was pretty impressive.
Yeah.
They named him Nayu Hibakushiya, which means twice bombed person, which the Japanese, not great at nicknames, it turns out.
No.
But that's got to be fucking awful. Like, I wouldn't want, I mean, if you're in one atomic explosion, you're like, fuck, that was terrible.
Like, when you're in it, that's got to be horrible. But think of just all the fucking, you know, pity tang thrown his way for years afterwards.
Yeah. I mean, he was already married. I don't know if he took advantage of that.
I would.
Yeah. With your green glowing dick.
Yeah.
Of doom. Your stick of destiny.
Well, chicks must think he's the luckiest dude in the world.
Yeah.
Like, get some of that up in me.
I don't know if you want to have his progeny. That would be quite the twisted Hills Have Eyes creature of doom.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Probably not the greatest. But he's dead now, so you can't have his sperm anymore, you freak.
Okay.
We've discussed a lot of goo ending up on you.
Yeah.
In this episode.
Yep.
I'm excited.
Because of goo and dead Japanese people?
Yes.
Fair enough.
Yeah, it's a good combo.
And fucking...
It's a good combo platter.
Yeah, Rick Springfield over here is making something up.
Yeah, what is that?
He's got mushrooms and... I saw some bacon earlier.
Huh.
I don't know. He's going to cook one of us. We're in a fucking cannibal cabin right now.
Yeah. I hope it's not me. I bet it's going to be you.
Probably.
You look delicious, by the way, today.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
It's the Johnny Cash t-shirt that does it.
It is. All right. I think that's all I got today.
See you in hell, fuckers.
Yeah.
Wait. Please wait. I see you did not heed my attempt to warn you. Sigh.
Civil War theme park.